Hello, and welcome to another episode of Do the Math, an informational podcast dealing with critical issues which are not being addressed in traditional treatment social service agencies, featuring J.C. Ephraim, Ethnic Minority Mental Health Specialist. And now, here's J.C.
There are many definitions of change. Oftentimes, people will mistake and assume that change is recognized by something being opposite from what was or different from what was, i.e., for example, someone is sad, and change from sadness would be that they become happy or glad. Something is bad in their mind, and therefore change would be recognized as something that is now good. In order for there to be real change, there has to be a process that has three steps. In other words, in order for you to know that something life-changing has or is needed to occur, change take on a specific structure. And therefore, I will point out the different stages so that you can easily recognize them. In real change, first, things get worse. What do I mean by that? In other words, if you've been doing something a long time a certain way and you change to doing it a different way, you're not very good at it. And thus, your performance will take a dip and thus defined as things have gotten worse. It may feel unfamiliar. It may to others look clumsy. It may feel to you that you're clumsy. But the bottom line is, your performance gets worse. The second stage is things get different. Real change. Things in the second stage get different. Different is defined, easily understood, as confusion. If I'm used to doing things a certain way for a long time and I want to change, in the second stage, I'm going to be confused. I'm not going to know what I'm doing. I'm going to become unsure. I'm not quite familiar with the process. So therefore, things get different. And last but not least, the third stage of change is the one that we all like to think about change being about, and that is things get better, which means we now are competent at what we're doing. We're either in a state of familiarity or we have a mindset that no problem, we're comfortable. So real change should be recognized by first things get worse, then they get different, and then they get better. Any other process may be different, but is the change real and lasting? And for it to be lasting, things must first get worse, then they get different, and then they get better. And that will be your mindset as well as how you feel about what's going on when you say, this has got to change. Do the math, because the math don't lie.